This hour is brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and welcome you into the Retirement Room with John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist, Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, MatthewJames.com. That is the website, MatthewJames.com. The phone number, 366-8366. My name is Chris Vaughn. Like I said, really do appreciate you joining us today on the show. What to do if your financial advisor is thinking of retiring? And we're going to talk about some of the mistakes that people keep making when it comes to their 401ks, all this and more. But before we dive in, jump into the show, let me check in with the man himself. John, glad to be with you as always. Appreciate you taking the time. How are you doing, sir?
Well, Chris, you know, it's another good morning, another busy morning. You know, the thing is, it's school time now.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, the last couple of days, kids have made their first guest appearance at school. And I got one that's a freshman, one that's a junior, and then the other four all at one school. But my baby, my youngest one, he actually turned 6 next month. And it's the first day of kindergarten, you know. So he went on Thursday, and then obviously this coming week will be a first full week. And he's really excited, and it's pretty fun. I get to walk my kids to school every day. So I'm driving my older two for a couple more days because we got a license in the house that needs to be achieved. And actually today is my oldest son, Luke. Today's his birthday, so he's 16 years old. So on Monday, he's after school. He's going to the DMV to get his driving test taken care of. So we'll have a driver in the house, which means my auto insurance is going to fly through the roof. And you know, that's not the exciting part.
No.
So I'm actually painting fences on weekends to pay for auto insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a joke. I'm not doing that. But you know, the thing is, we're excited. We have another. You know, we have a driver in the house that helps out shuttle kids to and from. It's a crazy thing is like last weekend, between my daughter had volleyball, almost all weekend basically at STM, and they had some games, and then shuttling kids like between birthday parties and friends' houses and, you know, sleepovers and going to grandparents and going to church and everything else. I burnt a full tank of gas between Friday at noon to Sunday evening. Like it's, and you know, that was nuts. And so, but look, this is a busy time of the year, and but we're excited. School is now in effect. The only downfall is traffic is going to be worse now.
Yeah, there's that.
You know, heading to the office. So Johnson Street gets backed up, and I mean, if you live in Lafayette, you know that, but you know, surrounding areas, I'm sure, is different in each and every community out there. So, but you know, it's another weekend. We got to enjoy it. It's definitely a hot one, and but we'll make the best of it.
I've definitely been enjoying the past couple of weeks, if not months, where traffic's been a little lighter, you know, making my commute time shorter. But these are the adjustments we have to make in life and the adjustments that you have to make when you get into retirement, you know, where every day is essentially summer vacation. Hopefully a little, there are cooler days in there as well. But, you know, how do you plan for that? How do you fund that? How do you make sure that you don't have to unretire, go back to school? I guess that's where the analogy kind of falls apart, but it's all about that planning process. So John, appreciate you taking time out of your busy weekend, always busy weekend, to impart with the listeners here. So let's go ahead and dive into the show. The latest numbers show that people are actually still retiring earlier than expected, but Morningstar's Christine Benn says a lot of them are making that decision without talking to a financial advisor first.
First step would be to line up some help. I think a lot of people in this position might say, wait, I don't want to spend any money. But this can really be money well spent to buy yourself a plan, which is not to say that you can't do some work on your own to figure out what your plan is. But I think buying financial advice at this life stage can be money well spent.
It's more or less an investment in yourself. Do you have early retirees coming in to see you, you know, regretting the fact that they didn't do it sooner?
Yeah, I mean, look, we do hear it. You know, anytime you can have more time to plan, the better off you're going to be. And so that's what we want to do is make sure if someone, you know, you might be behind the eight ball a little bit, let's go ahead and try to course correct. Don't just keep kicking it off, pushing it further and further, because that becomes a big issue and you're delayed further and further. And that's the things that we don't want to see. We want to get things up and moving faster, you know, make sure you're allocating your money in the right areas, having a withdrawal strategy, having a tax strategy. We have to put everything together. And so ideally, it's all about earmarking money to understand the purpose of your dollar. You know, we want to make sure you have money that's allocated in the correct areas for emergency fund purposes and planned expenses. You know, you might have a daughter that is potentially getting married in the near future. And so you have to have money earmarked for that. Maybe you plan on buying a boat, a camp, a new set of golf clubs. You plan on buying an old vehicle to restore. or maybe you want to build a new shop in the backyard and start doing some woodworking as a pastime, or you know, maybe you'll need a new set of cabinets in the house. But then there might be other remodeling that needs to go on, or you want to have an emergency fund for in the event of an AC goes out, or you need to have some major roof repairs or roof replacement completely, or you plan on buying another vehicle or the transmission goes out. Or if you plan on, you know, having some nice vacations coming up. And granted, when people retire, it's, you know, it's time to do things, time to go some places. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's what your goals are. Everybody has a different bucket list. But ideally, let's say if you want to, you know, jump across the pond, and I'm not talking, you know, Pecan Island, I'm talking about, you know, going across the Atlantic or going across the Pacific, either way, going either direction and figuring out, okay, where do you want to go? What is that destination going to cost you? Obviously, prices are still on the higher side since COVID, but they have come down a little bit. But ideally, it's a matter of where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Or do you want to stay within the continental U.S., you know, getting an RV and driving around, or maybe just flying to different destinations and living and sleeping in hotels? So everybody has a different goal, has a different ambition, a different dream of what they want to do. But most people have a bucket list. And what we have to do is look at this next, you know, 15, 20, 30 years of retirement, even maybe longer, depending on your age, and having a plan for it, earmarking assets for the different time periods. Because the things that you plan on doing, you know, when you're 60, or the money that you need for things that'll happen while you're in your 60s or early 70s is going to be different for whenever you're like 85 mm-hmm. and beyond. You know, so we have to look at addressing health care in retirement. If you have some kind of you know, planning need for like assisted living facilities. I have some friends of mine that are in that business. We even have clients that are in that business. And, you know, we're looking at the cost of those things and looking at, okay, the state's paying for it. Or if you have, if you did some planning, you have like a policy, an insurance policy that pays for some of that assisted living care, or maybe you're in a nursing home, those kind of things. So you want to earmark your dollars for all the right areas so you don't have excessive withdrawals. Not like just mentally, but withdrawals from your investment accounts and paying extra taxes and creating provisional income tax and all these other things where your tax liability goes up because of the amount of money that you're withdrawing each and every year.
Making things cost more than necessary, you know, and this is a good time to mention the difference between having paychecks and playchecks. Obviously, you're going to have expenditures that are going to come in every month. Your utilities are still going to be a factor. You know, gas, maybe you're like John and you end up going through, you know, a tank of gas in the course of a weekend. Hopefully that's not a regular thing, but, you know, you're always going to have that. You got to eat, things like that. And then playchecks, the travel, stuff like that, you know, that is stuff that maybe if you're relying on the markets and they're not as kind, last year, case in point, you know, maybe you delay doing things like that, but still having the money coming in to take care of the bills that can't be put off. And then at the same time, emergency funds, things like the AC going out, hurricanes, of course. I think everyone here in Acadiana is well aware of the need for having those emergency funds to pay deductibles and things like that. Wanting to buy a new car, not necessarily an emergency, but making sure that's all allocated properly and that when you withdraw those money from those accounts, it's not going to cost you more in the future. This is where the plan comes in. And as I think it should be well aware of everybody out there, the more time you have on your side for the planning, the better you can set yourself up for success. There is literally no time like the present to start the planning process. Maybe you're behind the eight ball a little bit. You haven't quite gotten that started yet, but the best time right now, pick up the phone, give a call. 366-8366 is the number. Maybe you already have a plan in place and you just want a second set of eyes on it to help out and see if there's things you can do to really tighten up your prospects. 366-8366. Or going online to the website, MatthewJames.com. The tail end of last year, Congress passed Secure Act 2.0, and we're continuing to peel back the layers. Some of the good changes deal with after-tax Roth accounts. Let's take some time right now, John, because, you know, Matthew James, tax and wealth management, and the Roths come into play. Can you run down some of these changes and talk about the benefits here?
Yeah. I mean, one of the big things is that if you have a Roth 401k, there's no more required minimum distribution on that Roth 401k. Now, on Roth IRAs, there's never been an RMD, but there has been an RMD on the Roth 401k, which didn't make any sense because why are they forcing you to pull money out of something that they're not going to receive any tax revenue on? So that's something that, you know, that they adjusted, which is a good thing. Now, one thing is Roth 401k company matches are available. That's a very big benefit where you're getting a in the past, it's always been pre-tax was only the only option that would get a match. Now your Roth does too. So what we got to do is look at how to maximize Roth contributions. And so there's a front door and there's a back door of way of getting into a Roth. The front door would be your normal contributions into your Roth IRA or your Roth 401k. Your back door ways of getting money into it is funding a non-deductible traditional IRA and converting that over to a Roth by the end of the year, or having a after-tax 401k. That's not the same thing as a Roth 401k, and maxing that out, or maxing as much as you could out as a contribution into the after-tax 401k, and then at the end of the year make an automatic contribution into the Roth. That's called the mega backdoor Roth conversion. Now, the other thing from a 401k. Now, the other thing that's available is whether you're younger than 59 and a half or older than 59 and a half is making a conversion from your already existing 401k, if the plan allows you to, which most do, or your actual IRA. So ideally, whenever you're younger than 59 and a half, whenever you make a conversion from your IRA to your Roth, you're paying taxes with cash. In other words, you're not withholding it from the account. But whenever you're after 59 and a half, you can either pay with cash or you can withhold it from the actual IRA whenever you're making the conversion into the Roth. So ideally, it's making the right moves. We got to look at what's best for you, for your tax scenario, how much your income you're generating this year, what's your account values. Because ideally, if we can have your money compound over the next 15, 20 plus years inside of a Roth and you're taking distributions from that, that's a very, very big tax savings. And so there's a lot of people that we meet with and that we help out that have multiple seven figures inside of their IRA or 401k, and they compute on how much money they've contributed to that plan over time while they worked, and realizing, man, if I would have put that money inside of a Roth 401k, then all that money would have grown tax free. Mm-hmm. And so that's a pretty big thing. Whenever you're looking at seeing some people contributed $350,000, $360,000, $330,000 in their working career, and they have $2-3 million in their 401k/IRAs, I mean, I think about the math of that compounding. If that would have compounded tax free, they wouldn't owe a dollar to Uncle Sam. So it's all about, designing tax plans. And so ideally what we want to do is making sure that you're doing the right things and you're funding it as much as possible, depending on what your income scenario is, how much money you're making, or if you're not employed, what's the ways of getting money into a Roth. And then so the other thing is for people that are like self-employed or have a small business, utilizing Simple and SEP IRAs, that would be great. But now you can make Roth contributions into those SEP accounts, which gives people lots of opportunities. The other thing too is that if you have a 529 plan, and let's say that child's not going into college, or maybe they used all the funds and you still have money inside the 529, you're allowed up to rolling over from the 529 into the Roth, your Roth, as long as you are you're the designated beneficiary of the 529 plan. You can move that money from the 529 plan into the Roth IRA, but it has to be open for at least 15 years, and you have a rollover limit of $35,000. So keep in mind, even though you've gotten a deduction on putting the money inside the 529, you can move that money over to a Roth, and that helps out as well. And so the other thing that you want to look at that we'd even talk about here is HSAs. So if HSAs are available to you, take advantage of it, because you're getting the deduction, putting the money in, it grows tax deferred, and when you take it out for medical purposes, that's tax free. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of different investments you can have within a Roth or within a HSA that can help you benefit your income needs in the future.
It's all about paying, less in taxes in the future when retirement comes. That's why, it's called Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. That's what they're here for, to help you with that. And with this Secure Act 2.0, making a lot of changes Roth contributions or after tax Roth contributions. After tax is an important designation here, because you will have to pay the taxes right now. I think some people forget about that, and they get a little shocked, when they realize that they're having to pay Uncle Sam right now. But the benefits down the line could far outweigh, what you're paying up front. But the thing is, with the Trump tax cuts set to sunset in 2025, just months at this point, it's a great time to take a look at doing this and being methodical about it. It's not as easy as taking, that entire portfolio that you have and converting it, because the taxes you'll be paying right now maybe counterintuitive to what you could be saving down the line. But having a team like Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management help you with that and figure out the right way to methodically go about it is as simple as picking up the phone and scheduling a time to speak with them. Start developing that tax-savvy retirement strategy. 366-8366 is the number, or going online to MatthewJames.com. What time do people sit down for dinner at home? Someone actually took the time and figured out the peak times for the evening meal and found, unsurprisingly, I think, it differs from state to state. Pennsylvania and Maine, a dinner the earliest. Mississippi and Texas were the latest. Louisiana more or less splitting the uprights right there in the middle at 6:10. Any way you look at it, there's a lot of variables that come into play when it comes to getting food on the table. And the similarities can be made when it comes to claiming Social Security. There's a lot of things in play there. How do you help clients with this decision to make sure that they get their fill when it comes to Social Security?
Well, look, we got to look at, you know, what's the life expectancy ideally. Look at, you know, what's the opportunity for you? What's your thoughts, you know, family members, you know, their lifespan, even though that doesn't guarantee anything for you. But we have to look at is you have greater odds of living, you know, past 83 or not. And so that's something that we have to address. So ideally for some people, they might need to take it early at 62. But we also have to look at what's their income needs. You know, they might need more money up front, or they might have. It just all depends on what kind of other assets do they have. So, and how much assets do they have in those types of accounts. So it's, we got to look at should they turn it on sooner and start collecting it. Now, obviously, it depends if they're working or not. We have to look at all these things. If they're married, if they're single, how much money they have in IRAs, how much money they have in Roth accounts, how much they have in brokerage or individual accounts. And so all of these things help us factor how much money they, you know, they need and where they need to get it from, but how to lower their tax liability. But if they need to do excessive Roth conversions, then it might be beneficial for them to move that money, you know, or delay that money from being received from Social Security and pushing it out further, maybe pushing it all the way back to full retirement age, maybe pushing it to 70. So there's a lot of people with a lot of different needs and desires in retirement or moving into retirement. So we have to figure out and look at the big picture of things, not just think, okay, well, we just need to collect it early because all my neighbors collected it early, or all my cousins collected it early. We got to look at what's mathematically the best thing for you and your household.
Because at the end of the day, that is what is most important when it comes to your retirement and how you go about it. You know, with dinner, it's easy for me when I'm hungry, when my son is hungry, that is when we're eating. When it comes to Social Security, it becomes a much more complicated thing. Not that my son is taking Social Security right now, but for people out there who are getting ready to claim, figuring that out could take a little bit more work. And it's a good time to point out the people at the Social Security office, they are not there to give you advice on the best claiming strategy for you. You go in there, you tell them, I want to go in and start claiming. They process the paperwork. They show you what the payments are going to look like. That's it. So you need to do a little bit of homework beforehand, a little bit of prep work, kind of like I guess you do when you're making dinner sometimes. And that is something that the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management can help you with to figure out how all the pieces work together to make sure that you're getting the most and you get to enjoy the benefits for what you've been paying into for all these years. The website, MatthewJames.com. The phone number, 366-8366. Once again, 366-8366. While the stock market decides if it's in a new bull market or not, there's still the question is if we're going to have a recession. Here's wealth advisor Richard Bernstein on CNBC.
You know, a year ago at this point, 90% of economists were saying we were either in a recession or one was imminent. I think that's down to about 40% now. And so I do think that, you know, a recession's looming out there. I don't see the point to trying to time it and say it's going to start next Thursday at 2:15 in the afternoon. I just don't think that's a fruitful investment strategy.
Now, John, have you heard from clients who want to go to the sidelines with their money and wait until the smoke clears?
Yeah, look, we have some that have expressed interest. And look, we've been proactive on expressing, you know, the reasoning why we should be more defensive than offensive. And so it's thinking that we're still continuing a bull market. You know, look, I mean, the last several, you know, days have been pretty choppy. If you look at really the last couple of weeks and when being that the government was downgraded, you know, that's something to look at as well. So, look, the market's not, even though it's on a rebound right now since the beginning of the year, doesn't mean, you know, it's going to continue going up. And so what happens is people are seeing the positivity in the market. And realistically, it's right around seven positions that are really you know, pulling the S&P and the NASDAQ up. This, you know, tech AI stuff is really the driving force of it. So that doesn't mean every industry is doing well. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean every retail sector is doing well. That doesn't mean, you know, real estate ventures and all these other, you know, like a lot of different things are doing well, or just, you know, housing market or the auto market. You know, that doesn't mean everything is doing well. So obviously we just have to look at data and make a decision on what we have to do. Now, if you plan on holding a position for the long term, now you look at, okay, it's, you might want to take some of your gains off the table and then go ahead and maybe go on the sideline, reinvest. I mean, these are some of the things that we look at, but it all depends on the risk profile of the actual consumer. But then having a tactically driven, you know, portfolio, looking at data, whether it's daily or whether it's, you know, over the course of 2-3 weeks, by the time it makes decisions on when it's going to, you know, enter or exit the market, it's understanding how to methodically understand if you should hold a position, sell a position, and when it's appropriate to buy. And so ideally, we got to look at, you know, this, you know, current economy where we're at and make the correct decisions on putting ourselves in the right areas for the long haul.
It's all about being methodical about it, non-emotional, taking the emotions out of it. You know, the guesswork. So many people did the opposite in 2020, you know, in March when COVID started picking up. They sold while the market was taking its dive, and they were very hesitant, if not, you know, outright just delayed in getting back into the market when it rebounded as quickly as it did. Now, at that point, they were doing the opposite. They were selling low and then buying high, and that is all due to emotion. If you have, you know, the facts and figures and data on your side, when, you know, market downturns do happen, you know how to move tactically about it and make yourself, as John Asofan is saying, financially bulletproof when it comes to your retirement, to get that kind of non-emotional, you know, guideline and rules on your side. Pick up the phone and schedule a time to speak with Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management and see what they could do for you. 366-8366. Or going online to MatthewJames.com. Over the next couple of years, 36% of financial advisors will retire. And actually, the number of young advisors coming up is not enough. 72% of new advisors, they don't actually last in the business. I think they said about 3 years is about how often a new advisor washes out. Let's call it what it is. I want the pilot on my airplane to have a lot of stripes, John, obviously, but it shows experience. But if someone's advisor is actually talking about retiring, what should they be doing?
Well, the thing you got to look at, what is the succession plan of that advisor? Who's that? Who's going to take over that book of business? You know, they're selling it. Is somebody internally, you know, taking it over? That's the things. Is, you know, do you like the person that you're going to be handed over to? And look, we've met with people that have been through, you know, multiple people retiring. So somebody in their office getting the book, and 5, 6, 7 years later, someone else. But then we have to look at the experience of that person that receives it as well. You know, what is their philosophy? What is their communication skills? What is their knowledge about the, you know, the portfolio, the structure, the look at tax management, all these different things. So ideally, look, these things happen. But even new entrants, I mean, look, there's so many people that quit in the industry because they can't pass the exam. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the big thing too. But, you know, the industry itself, managing money is one thing, but having the know-how to handle people, I mean, you know, there's a lot of different personality types. You have to be really, really tough to be in this business. And I'm not tough by, I'm talking like mentally, you can, you know, I'm talking mentally tough mm-hmm. To be in this, because there's a lot of emotion, there's a lot of frustration, there's a lot of rejection. I mean, this is a high rejection industry. And so that's something that, you know, you got to look at. You have a lot of credibility, that's great. You know, when you don't, that's a different animal. But ideally, you got to look at the long term, who you could be dealing with, what's their knowledge, you know, are they just basically a puppet, you know, between, you know, Mother Mutual or whoever the broker is that they're dealing with. You know, what we do is we have relationships with a whole bunch of different money managers, a whole bunch of different companies, a whole bunch of different custodians that we use to find, okay, what is the best solution for this individual or, you know, this married couple. And so that's the ideal thing to do. We got to put their interest above ours. We're not looking at, you know, trying to win a trip or trying to get an extra bonus or anything like that. We have to look at, you know, what's best for them. And so we can utilize a bunch of different strategies to try to help them get where they need to go.
You know, John, if I could editorialize here for just a second, you're kind of in that sweet spot here. Obviously, you've got stripes on your jacket as far as being a financial advisor. At the same time, you know, you're still pretty young, all things considered. You and I are the same age, so I can go ahead and say it. You know, you're 41 going on 42 here, and as people who listen to the show know, you've got a lot of kids that you need to take care of. So I don't think retirement is in your horizon anytime soon. But you've got the know-how and you've got the experience to help people get to, through, and beyond retirement. So if you're looking for someone out of concern that, you know, the professional that you're working with right now may not necessarily be there while you're going through retirement as well, it's a good time, I think, to have that conversation with Acadiana's retirement strategist. 366-8366 is the phone number, or going online to MatthewJames.com. Let me ask you really quick, John. Would you pay $75 for 4 hamburgers?
It depends how hungry I am. I could. Depends how hungry I am.
No, and it turns out, you know, I take into account all of your kids, it would actually maybe cost you more. $75 for 4 burgers is how much it costs one person at Five Guys recently. The chain responded that one of the reasons its prices are higher is that you can customize your burger in so many different ways. I'm imagining he got extra patties and more bacon or things like that. When you tailor a retirement plan for a client, let's talk about it. Does it cost extra?
No, I mean, it doesn't. With you know, we got to look at the scenario here. You know, whenever people have, you know, if it's an individual, you know, couple, that's one thing. If we're talking about someone that owns a business and they were doing a lot of high detailed tax planning, looking at, you know, creating a trifecta between their investments, you know, the trust and their tax plan, that itself, you know, might require more cost, more expense. But then we got to look at, you know, what's their taxable income, what kind of deductions that we can create. And there's a lot of different things that we can do by being very creative and using the tax code to the advantage. And so, like, between myself and Caleb's our in-house CPA. And so what we do is we look at how to design and engineer a plan that is tax efficient for the consumer. Like, you know, we have somebody that came in recently. They have a pretty significant amount of revenue coming in per year that's taxable after their normal expenses. But then off of that amount of money, they're paying a little over $500,000, almost $600,000 a year in taxes. Well, through the planning that we've done, we lowered that from $580,000 to about $180,000 that their tax bill is going to be. And so, like, we got to look at these things. Okay, what, you know, if you can choose, I'm going to pay almost $600,000. I'm going to pay right under $200,000. Which one are you going to choose?
$200,000, for sure.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
So we have to look at how to design a plan that encompasses all your needs, all your desires, all your wants, and we have to look at your scenario and figure, okay, what can we do? We might have to, you know, build the plan to where you have to take different steps over a couple years to really get to where we want it because of the way you've been reporting income and other things. So we have to look at these different things to design and engineer a trifecta that looks at, you know, using a trust to your benefit, tax management, and also in like that engineering component of it all, and how the money's invested, where it's invested, how to place those assets in the right area.
It's all about having that plan customized for you, having it your way, to paraphrase another burger chain there. But sitting down and having that conversation and figure out where you are right now and how to make sure you get into retirement in as you know, hopefully as financially bulletproof and, as important, tax savvy way as possible. That is what you get with the team and Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. That is what you get with Acadiana's Retirement Strategist. And to get started, 366-8366. That's the phone number, 366-8366. Or you can go online to the website, MatthewJames.com. The 401k is one of the biggest assets that people have in their retirement. But I read an article recently, John, that said the same mistakes about 401ks are being made over and over again. What are these mistakes that you see, and how can you help people prevent them?
Well, the thing is that we have to look at, you know, the real cost of retirement. We have to look at, you know, health care if you plan on retiring before 65 or after 65 or before 59 and a half or after 59 and a half, when to take Social Security, you know, where you're going to be pulling money from. Do you have a pension? How to create a tax-efficient income stream? What about earmarking assets for health care expenses? Because if you're retiring before 65, we have to look at, okay, what is your cost of health care? But looking at the later duration of your retirement, you know, if you go into a nursing home or you have in-home care, maybe you or your spouse becomes very ill and you can't physically help them and treat them, and you need someone that is a medical professional, you know, some kind of a nurse to come help out. What is that cost? How is that money going to be withdrawn? How to earmark assets for those kind of things? You know, we have to look at all these different things and how to design and engineer a plan that's going to look at, you know, tax mitigation strategies. We have to look at, you know, engineering a income plan, an investment plan, a you know, an estate plan itself, and then looking at all the medical needs that you may have in the future. So having all that put together to so where you have your money throughout your lifetime, and then if in the event you're passing on any leftover funds, how does that move over tax efficiently to the next generation? How to take care of maybe a surviving spouse? So we have to look at all these different things. So it's not just, okay, well, the 401k is the 401k. The other thing that we have to look at is you know, most people have this set it and forget it mentality where, look, you have different plans or different options of investments within the plan that you can move around. Now, not all plans are very lucrative where they give you a multitude of investments. They might give you 4 or 5. They might give you 15. Some of them are what they call open source where you can invest in pretty much whatever you want, but that's not a lot of them out there. What we also see is a lot of people relying on target date funds, but we've seen a lot of failure in target date funds over the last several years mm-hmm. because of the bond component in the target date funds, especially the 2020, 2025, 2030 target date funds. You look at, you know, Fidelity and Vanguard's flagship retirement accounts, the 2025, 2030, and 2020 target date funds, they had a significant amount of failure last year. And so we have to look at how are they invested? What is the bond market, you know, the way it's priced out? How does that affect, you know, those accounts? And then the other thing is not rebalancing. I mean, so it's you got to look at where you're going to invest in your contributions. Where is it currently invested, the remainder of the money? And the other thing is not really getting professional help. Now, what we do hear a lot is, you know, this new company might come take over a 401k. And then what they'll turn around and do is they'll promise a lot of things and they'll never show back up. They'll enroll people in the 401k, get everything rolled over. They'll collect their whatever their percentage is on it. And then after that, you don't get much service. And then you rely on an internal, you know, person. So there's someone in a cubicle that you can talk to. Now, look, they don't know your personal situation. And realistically, probably the one that's dealing with the 401k doesn't know your personal situation either. They didn't run a financial needs analysis on you and your household, you know, or all the people at your company if you're working for a bigger corporation. So ideally, what you got to look at is get some outside information, outside help, outside service to help build your plan. And then when you have the ability to potentially move that money out through a in-service rollover where you're taking money from your 401k, moving it to an IRA or go straight to a Roth after you're 59 and a half, you know, that's something you should look at because you get more investment options and you also can have more tax planning, you know, with that money for the long haul. And then your withdrawal rates or your mandatory withholdings are not there anymore. Like a 401k, your mandatory federal withholding is 20% on almost all plans. Well, within the IRA, you can pick what withholding you want. So you may not owe 20% in taxes. You may owe 12. You may owe 8. Maybe your effective tax rate is 3%. So it's a matter of having enough withheld just to cover what you owe, not over withholding and getting money back that you can't put inside the plan.
Well, let's give credit where credit's due, John. You know, anybody that is contributing to a 401k, it's a good thing. Any money being saved towards retirement is a good thing. And just by all the listeners tuning in and joining us this week, you know, they're showing that they're starting to get serious or they're certainly more serious about your retirement. But what if there is a way to make that money work smarter for you, work harder for you so that when you retire, you don't have to continue to work in retirement? That's kind of the antithesis of it. That is the value of having that second opinion, having independent someone local taking a look and showing you, yes, this money is working for you, but it could in fact work harder if there is a way to be more efficient with your retirement. 366-8366 is the phone number. 366-8366. You can also go to the website and schedule a time, always available day and night at MatthewJames.com. John, there's a scene from the 1991 season of Seinfeld, which was, I don't want to process the math on how long ago that was, but it's still getting a lot of views online today. It takes place at a car rental counter.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. See, you know how to take the reservation. You just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the holding.
Essentially, Jerry assumed the car would be waiting for him, and he was proven otherwise. Sometimes we assume we're going to have enough money for retirement just because we actually have a plan in place. But life happens. There are hiccups along the way. How do you help make sure, John, that the plan is properly executed even through these unforeseen circumstances?
Well, what we have to do is have a written out game plan, and then from there make sure the allocation matches the written out plan. And then depending on what the customer needs from a withdrawal strategy, from a tax strategy, from the way the money's invested, and that all those different things are being laid out and acted upon to make sure everything works correctly. And then there's also revisits to the plan. Maybe there's things that happen. You might have a loved one that passed away. You might personally need some medical. You have medical needs. Maybe you plan on making a big purchase. Maybe you have to help out a child with something. Maybe you're, there's some unforeseen things that we have to look at, but there's also planned things that we have to look for as well, and making sure that we're earmarking assets to put in the right area for the long term, for the big picture. And we're having that reservation of keeping that money as well. So ideally, what we have to look at is that principal protection factor, because when you're going into retirement and you're withdrawing money, and if you're receiving major negative returns in a year and you're withdrawing money, that shortens the lifespan of your portfolio. So if we can lower the negative drawdown as much as possible, that's going to help benefit you for the future. It's not all about getting the biggest returns. It's all about, let's go ahead and lower the amount of negative drag as much as possible. And so look, there's some accounts that you may have more negative drag than others, but we have to look at, money that you're going to use now, money that you're going to use soon, and money that you're going to use later, and organize those assets and earmark it for its own purpose.
As much as we would love for it to be smooth sailing over the course of the 20, 30 plus years you're going to be spending in retirement, we all know that's not the case. There's going to be hiccups along the way, whether that is, for the positive, a new grandkid you suddenly want to see, spend more time traveling, or, the other way, if Washington makes changes that could affect your bottom line, the markets, of course, things that beyond our control. And so it is important to have a plan that is, not set in stone, not concrete, be dynamic and can change with whatever may come down the line. That is what you get when you set up a plan, when you set up that strategy, and the time to speak with Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management as changes come down the line, like Secure Act 2.0, like we talked about, which passed at the tail end of last year, and people are still sifting through that and trying to figure out the ramifications of that, both positive and negative, market fluctuation as we've seen in the past couple of years, and whatever may come down the line, having a plan that can change along with you is the best way to make sure that, like we said, that plan is properly executed, come what may. It all starts with that phone call, 366-8366, or going online to the website MatthewJames.com, always available online, MatthewJames.com. And as always, I want to thank you so much for joining us, spending part of your weekend with us here on The Retirement Room with John Blanchard. Please have a great week ahead of you. School is back in session, so watch out for the kids and be mindful of the school buses, things like that. John, as always, grateful for the time. And as we wrap up, I want to leave you with the final word.
Yeah, Chris, thanks. I appreciate it. Look, I enjoyed the show today. We had a lot of good information, a lot of good tips and strategies that we tried to, give to the Acadiana listeners. And be sure to listen. I'll be on KTC tomorrow morning talking about tips and retirement strategies. And I'll be on with Lydia on KLFY on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week talking about, how to have a successful retirement plan and a tax management plan. Be sure to listen to us next weekend right here on KPEL News Talk 96.5. Thanks and have a great weekend.
Matthew James Financial Group is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through John Ronald Blanchard, Louisiana Insurance License Number 529925. Investment advisory services are offered through J. Hagen Capital, Inc., registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered separately through John Blanchard, license number 529-925.
This hour was brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.